Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Let's recognize Representative Cox for CCR for Senate Bill 131, please.
Clerk will read.
CCR to Senate Bill 131 by Johnson of the Senate, Miller of the House, an act relating to the Oklahoma Health Care Authority.
Representative Cox, you're recognized to explain your CCR. If you'll wait just a minute, I'll get the House a little bit, hopefully, under control. Members, House will come to order, please. Take your conversations outside. Let's be respectful to those presenting bills this morning. We got a pretty good rhythm going. We're going to break for lunch here shortly. Stay with us. Representative Cox, you're recognized to explain your CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think everybody's thinking about that unhealthy hamburger, so we'll do the Health Care Authority. Health Care Authority took a 20% reduction in state money, but after we added back the stimulus funds, 16.3% increase. Move adoption.
Representative Reynolds for a question. If you'll hang on just a second, Representative. Members, if you beef producers were listening, you would have heard Dr. Cox impugn the hamburger. Chair takes offense. Representative Reynolds for a question. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Cox, did I hear you say that it was going to increase them by 16%?
16.3% total after the federal stimulus money is added in.
Follow up.
Thank you. Got a couple. Will that create a future obligation or a future dependency?
No, sir, it does not.
Follow up. You're recognized.
Thank you. So there are no strings attached whatsoever to that stimulus money?
Strings attached that we cannot decrease the level of service that is provided at this point.
Follow up. You're recognized.
So it will create a budget hole in future years because we are unable, the Oklahoma legislature is unable to fulfill its constitutional duties to appropriate each and every year what we see fit?
Yes, sir. Like every agency in government, unless our economy comes back, we will be facing that.
Follow up.
But on this particular agency, we will have created some sort of string so that two or three years, we're still obligated to supply that level of service, even though the economy may not be back. And so then we'll have even more massive cuts to other agencies, while this one got a 16% increase.
If those strings are still there as far as not being able to reduce service, I'm not going to stand here and tell you that there are not black clouds looming on the horizon in healthcare, not only in this state but nationwide.
Follow up. You're recognized.
Thank you. Section 6 of the bill on page 6 says the director of the Oklahoma Healthcare Authority may request through the director of the state finance the early transfer by the Oklahoma Tax Commission of tax collections to the General Revenue Fund for the purpose of early allocation to the agency's disbursing funds. Typically, I think by statute, we are required to disperse funds at a rate of 1/12 of the amount budgeted per month. This seems to be a violation of that statute. If it is a violation, could you explain the statute and then explain why we need this language?
Well, Representative Reynolds, I can tell you that that is the standard language that has been in the bill year after year after year. The only new language whatsoever in this bill is Section 1 that deals with the transfer of the stimulus money.
Follow up.
Thank you. Well, and Dr. Cox, I apologize that I haven't caught it in the previous years or I had to question it then. So that being the case, do you know why that language is in there?
I assume to cover what, for instance, what we did the other day with supplemental appropriations, should we have an increase in utilization without an increase in funding?
Seeing no further questions, Representative Cox now moves adoption of the CCR. Will there be debate? There will be debate. Debating in opposition, Representative Reynolds, if you'll push, you know the drill. Representative Cox, if you'll hit that green button for me, we'll get in and out of here as quickly as we can. Any members wishing to debate the adoption of the CCR? Press the appropriate button. Queue's open. Members wishing to debate? Queue's now closed. We'll start. We have Representative Cox with 10 minutes in favor. We have Representative Reynolds 10 minutes in opposition. Members? House will come to order. Let's prepare the chamber for debate. Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for 10 minutes in opposition of adoption of the CCR.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this stimulus program is a wonderful mutation from everything that ought to be right about what legislators do. To allow the governors of various states to accept or reject, and then to allow the legislatures to override, it's pretty cute the way they set that up. It took some pretty interesting minds to do that. Nevertheless, in Oklahoma, right now in this bill, we have the opportunity to just say no. If alcohol is a gateway drug to other drugs, I guess stimulus money is a gateway drug to more money and more debt, more strings. And that's what we've got, an increase. Can you imagine an increase of 16%?
I agree, Representative Reynolds. Thank you. Members, we are in debate. Please take your conversations outside. Please take your seats. We will be respectful in this chamber. Representative Reynolds, continue, please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. An increase of 16% for health care. But it's not just for this year. It's for future years. There are strings attached. So I think there's only about 4 people term limited this year. And the following year, there's like 4 or 5 more, not very many. So all you people that want to put it off on future legislatures, it's you if you plan on running again. Don't make the excuse you didn't know about the strings. Don't make the excuse when you have to cut other agencies because the economy hasn't come back, because you don't have the ability to raise taxes, because thankfully the taxpayers of Oklahoma passed an initiative petition and said you can't raise their taxes. You can raise their fees because you can call it a fee all day long, but you can't raise their taxes, and it's going to take some real money, some real taxes, to replace the hole that this is going to create. So don't make the excuse that you didn't know, unless you want to say, I just wasn't paying attention in the chamber.
We'll now go to Dr. Cox for 10 minutes in favor of the measure. Representative Cox, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Reynolds, that was a very good debate. You are right on track. Healthcare has black clouds looming in the future. I think everyone in here knows that. If not, just read the front page of any newspaper in America. We are fortunate in the fact that you hear a lot about Oklahoma being a donor state in the highway department. In healthcare, we get a pretty good return. I think that Representative Liebman would be like a kid in a candy store if he got the same kind of return on those highway dollars that we get on healthcare dollars. There is a looming crisis, probably going to be here in 2012. I don't have a crystal ball. I do plan on being in the legislature then. I think most of you will be, so we will deal with it. At this point, we have a 16.3% increase. Thanks to the stimulus money, we've taken 20% of state budget dollars out of this agency and used them for other agencies such as education, corrections, highways. We did the best we could with what we had to work with to take care of Oklahoma's most vulnerable population, children of lower income family, aged Oklahomans, blind Oklahomans, and disabled Oklahomans. Appreciate your vote.
Members, you've heard the debate. The question before the House is, shall the CCR be adopted? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. The ayes have it. CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
Senate Bill 131 by Johnson of the Senate, Miller of the House, an act relating to the Oklahoma Health Care Authority.
Representative Cox moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call's in progress. The question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Representative Derby votes aye. Representative Thompson Todd votes aye. Representative Jordan votes aye. Representative Schwartz, you can vote from your desk. That's almost like going having the operator page you if you know where you are. I know some that have done that. Under a minute, members. Members wishing to vote or change your vote. Chair is preparing to close.
I'm working with this.
Clerk, clear the vote.
89 ayes, 7 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, to declare the bill to have passed. Representative Cox now moves that the vote on the bill be the vote on the emergency. Without objection, that will be the order to declare the vote.
89 ayes, 7 nay.
Having received two-thirds vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the emergency to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.